2016, I was in a relationship with a girl named Caitlin. I was secretly doing drugs and later found out that she was secretly doing drugs behind my back as well. The drugs quickly took over and Caitlin kicked me out of her life. Soon later, I lost my best friend to a heroin overdose, which made me really think about my life, and I began to work on music following my move to Nashville. Not long after I got there, I found my faith and a relationship with God. Or maybe He found me. I've been sober since. Caitlin still struggled with her addiction. I worried about her. Between all of her overdoses, she was brought back to life 7 different times. And then Caitlin finally found her sobriety and a relationship with God. This is the story of me and Caitlin.
She's chasing. I'm wondering again where she is tonight. Too much time wasted on explaining. Thinking how many calls can she decline? Well, it's all downhill from your mountain. And she's always fine for flying through the clouds. I couldn't fight to see when she's smooth sailing. I remind you now of exactly what you've taken from me and Caitlin.
Well, we're here today to talk about the song Me and Caitlin. Me and Caitlin are proud to say that, you know, we've made it a year, surpassing a year in recovery. And we just wanted to share our story with everybody and let you know that we have a lot of hope and we're ready to share this with the world. So this is the story of me and Caitlin.
My addiction, now being so far out and into recovery, I really look back, and it started, honestly, I'm just getting prescriptions from my doctor. I didn't think it at the time, but that's really when it honestly started. Some, you know, drugs are really powerful and they just kind of hand them out. And I was really young. I think I was 21 when I was first given painkillers. I mean, I had a lot going on in my life and, you know, it was kind of a band-aid. And then I just quickly started abusing it. When we first met and started hanging out, I was just doing, it was honestly prescription pills from my doctor. And then obviously I wasn't getting enough, as any addict can never have enough. So I started purchasing outside painkillers. Yeah, that's really where I was at when we first met.
Mm-hmm. I first started, you know, cocaine was my thing and I hid it from everybody. And it was one of those things where I think you can understand, like, doing it by yourself, like I did it a lot. I know mm-hmm. that you did too. Mm-hmm. And I know that it was like, it was so easy to just hide you know, hide that from so many people. And we lied to so, I mean, I lied to so many people about all this stuff. And it was like, you know, here we are, two beautiful people. Like, we could do anything. We could have anything, like all that stuff. And yet we had this extremely dark side, you know, and we held it together on the...
On the outside.
On the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think once we figured out that we both had a problem, and we started using together, it became such a thing. You know, we'd have our weekends, have our house parties, and it would just was like, you know, one thing after another, and it just became so toxic. And I started realizing that this just wasn't going to be a lifestyle for me. Yeah.
Honestly, for me, and I know like a lot of other addicts can probably relate to this, or maybe they can't, but for me, I didn't realize I had a problem until after I'd overdosed and woke up 3 days later in the hospital. Like, that's when I realized. I don't even think at that point, because I wasn't even fully detoxed. I stayed in the hospital for 11 days, and then I went right to an inpatient treatment center for 30 days. And while in that treatment center, I was like, wow, I really do have a problem. Like, that's not normal. You know, it's not normal to party all week long and do these, you know, from sun up to sundown, even if I went to bed. And I lived right where I worked, and it was easy, and it was easy to hide it. People didn't know until after I overdosed. I woke up and I came out of the coma and was just like, I hadn't told anybody, and I'd hid it from my family and everyone for years. And I just came out of that and I was just like, I'm a drug addict. I do this, this, and this. Like, obviously I need help. And my family just gathered around, and that's when we decided I was going to go to Texas to that inpatient treatment center. And that's what I did. I literally went from the hospital. I think I was home for a couple days, and then I was on a plane to Texas.
And you were skinny.
Oh, God, yeah. 100 pounds, maybe. If I knew then what I know now, or even a year ago, if I, you know, knew what I knew about addiction, I feel like I really could have utilized it more. I went to a beautiful treatment center. And I kind of just coasted through it. You know, I did what I had to do.
Headlights through a broken window. I left the door unlocked again. Well, there's no need for an explanation, 'cause I know exactly where that she's been. Well, it's all downhill from your mountain, and she's always fine for lying through the clouds. I couldn't fight the sea when she's smooth sailing. I'll remind you now of exactly what you've taken from me and Caitlin. From me and Caitlin.
I wrote the song Me and Caitlin to explain what the drugs took from us. I was really lost, and I had so many feelings inside. I had so much hurt built up inside, and I hadn't found any other way yet to release all that stuff. And music has been so powerful in my life, just listening to music, and the songwriting aspect to me really took over. And it was all my feelings, it was all my fears, it was all the things that I had held inside. And so for once I had finally let that go. And I remember feeling so much relief, the fact that I was able to put it down on paper and let somebody know about it.
The first time I heard Me and Caitlin that I can remember was on our local country radio station, WOKO. The first time it aired, I think it was like 6:30 in the morning, one morning. Man, I had a lot of emotions when I first heard the song. I was really angry, honestly. I felt a little bit exploited inside my addiction. But I saw the reason why he wrote it, and I think there's a great reason behind it, to share the story of, you know, what an addict does, what it does to a relationship. I had all kinds of emotions when I first heard it.
So in writing the song, like, I had to get out of me all those things inside that I couldn't explain. And I just remember feeling like so lost. And like, I remember feeling so upset. I remember feeling that nobody has ever experienced these things before. You know, like I was like, I was the only one that went through a relationship like this. Like I felt like that. I felt like I was the only one that had a relationship that failed. And like somehow I had failed. And so when I wrote the song, it was like all those things. Now it's all downhill from your mountain. Like I the song was to the drugs. And I blamed the drugs. Mm-hmm. I still blame the drugs. And I'm always going to blame the drugs. But now, like having Jesus and realizing that God had this crazy plan for us. Mm-hmm. And here we are. And but it wasn't until we opened up our arms.
Yeah.
You know, hearts. And hearts. Yeah.
Man, it's been a long time coming for sure. I've been trying to, you know, legitimately trying to get sober since 2016. You know, it's, if it be treatment centers, IOP, or NA, AA. I've tried pretty much every way, I feel like. And this last time, you know, finding Jesus and finding God has been like my saving grace. You know, I'm obviously meant to be here. And I truly believe that.
Isn't it crazy that he separated both of us after spending 1 year of our lives together? And then completely separated us for almost 4 years. And we're sitting here now to talk about it, to tell everybody what's worked for us separately, but it's the same thing.
Right.
After all the times, after all the tries, after all the attempts, like the one thing that worked was God. And your prayers turned from God kill me to God save me. Look at you. I mean, you look beautiful. And you're alive. You're more alive than
ever.
Ever. Yeah, I'm thankful. You're a miracle. I mean, there's no other... This whole thing is a miracle. Well, the advice that I would give to somebody that's buried deep in addiction and lost and just finding themselves so tired and struggling and dying each day with all this pain inside is, I know for me, you know, writing out my struggles has been a really big help. But honestly, I had a family that walked me into church, and no matter what people say about it, no matter what people think, you know, I've heard everything from I've been brainwashed to, you know, there's something wrong with you or what's changed. Like I've heard all these things, heard all these crazy things, and people can say what they want, but here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. Right. And it's like,
they can all say whatever they want. We're right here.
Yeah.
Living proof.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, I got asked to go to church and I went, you know. And what was it for you?
Well, after what brought me to God, after years and years of trying on my own or trying, you know, to crawl out of this deep dark hole that I literally have put myself in, I went to rehab again in 2017. And that's when I was introduced to the NA and AA. And this one woman, she was my sponsor, and she really just took me under in her wing. And there's constantly talking about God, and you know, and I didn't read the Bible. I didn't even know how to read the Bible, but I could read the NA book and the AA book, and I could read the Serenity Prayer, and it all really started there. And I just started praying, and I mean, for years, and I constantly still like prayed. I prayed to God. I mean, I didn't know him then, but I prayed to him all the time. And you know, one day, I just felt this, I can't even explain it. I just feel like it was time. Like I had this connection and all, like literally, I didn't know him, but I prayed so hard every day, throughout the day, at night, to try to go to sleep. I mean, sleep was my worst. I didn't sleep. And I just prayed and prayed. And then one day I feel like, it's like, you done yet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah, yep, I sure am. And it was, I mean, and that's, and like I said, and that was on December 22nd, 2019. That's when I found Jesus and God. Yeah.
I think this is one crazy, beautiful, amazing testimony. The story of me and Caitlin, the song, me and Caitlin, like it, the amount of people that have reached out regarding the song, me and Caitlin. Like there was this stories like the young girl that walks to her car to go buy some heroin and she turns the key backwards and listens to the song, me and Caitlin, before she goes. And then walks back inside her house because she doesn't want to relapse and doesn't want to lose her kids for the second time. Stories like that happened because of this song. And this is going to be such a truth for so many people. Like, for them to see how good you look and how real this is. And the redemption of God and how he can pull people out of the worst situations ever. Hmm. So many people didn't think. And this isn't the case for a lot of people.
No, of course.
So I just, I'm just going to continue to pray that the song, me and Caitlin, just touches lives and just pulls people out of the place that they're in. Can just, and this story, our story, can just reach as many people as possible and give hope that he's real and he saved us.
Well, a two-word text has got me pulling over. Sheriff waiting for me when I finally got home. Said they found her lying in the bathroom. Might as well have stuck that needle in my arm. Now it's all downhill from your mountain. And I hope she's finally flying through the clouds. I couldn't fight the sea, now she's smooth sailing. I remind you now of exactly what you've taken from me and Caitlin. From me and Caitlin. From me and Caitlin.
Do you ever think we'd make it a year?
No.
God is good, huh?
God is so good.
I'm proud of you.
Proud of you. I just feel like I want to share about hope to other addicts. For me, like, just letting, I mean, because I've been there, and there's other people out there, you know, that don't want to live, and just, there's hope. Just keep hope. And, you know, I've been at the deepest, darkest place, and I just want other addicts to know that just keep trying, and to listen, and, you know, there is hope. If I can find Jesus and walk with God and get clean for a year, anybody can. Anybody. Yeah.
What a story.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Oh.
Love you too.
I remind you now of exactly what you've taken from me and Caitlin. From me and Caitlin. From me and Caitlin. Phone call kills the high she's chasing. Wondering again where she is tonight.